Welcome to Israel 18 News at 3 a.m. Here's your hourly briefing. Tonight across Israel, the weather is clear and warm, offering a pleasant evening for those out and about. Temperatures remain comfortable, making it a good night for a stroll or outdoor activities. Here are today's headlines. First, Netanyahu in Lebanon. As long as Hezbollah threatens us, we stay, according to Ynet from earlier today. Also, Iran claims no talks, and Vance admits Persian tactic I don't understand, as reported by Israel Hayom earlier this hour. Also this hour, fighting digital alienation, the supermarket, trying to restore human interaction for the elderly, from Israel Hayom just a short time ago. Separately, visiting South Lebanon, PM says IDF won't withdraw as long as Hezbollah remains here, according to the Times of Israel earlier today. And finally, a poll shows half of Israelis prefer a broad national unity government, but most reject Netanyahu or Eisenkot as PM, reports I-24 News from earlier today. Here's what people are saying online. AMK Mapping, a New Zealand-based conflict analyst, posted just minutes ago that the IDF claims to have killed Ali Qaid Mohammed Satitan, a commander with the Palestinian Islamic Jihad, in a recent strike in Gaza. Batya Ungar Sargon, a columnist, shared her views on class divide politics, noting that working-class voters lean towards Susan Collins over Graham Platner, with insights from her column posted earlier today. Why Net Global reported earlier today that the IDF warns it needs 8,000 reservists daily due to delays in the conscription law, impacting military readiness. Now for more on those stories, starting with Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's visit to Lebanon. He emphasized that Israel will maintain its military presence as long as Hezbollah poses a threat. This comes just days after a framework agreement with Lebanon was signed. Netanyahu's stance, as reported by Ynet, underscores the ongoing tension between the two countries despite diplomatic efforts. This decision impacts both regional stability and local communities caught in the crossfire. Turning to Iran's diplomatic stance, Iran's parliament chairman Ghalibaf stated there would be no progress on the Memorandum of Understanding without certain conditions being met. This statement from Israel Hayom highlights the complexities of international negotiations with Iran. The lack of movement could stall diplomatic progress in the region. Meanwhile, a unique initiative in the north of Israel aims to combat digital alienation among the elderly, as covered by Israel Hayom. By preserving human interaction in supermarkets, the project seeks to reconnect older citizens with their communities. This effort is a response to the increasing automation in retail, aiming to address loneliness and improve social bonds. Turning to the situation in South Lebanon, Netanyahu reiterated that the IDF will not withdraw while Hezbollah remains present. This aligns with comments from the Times of Israel, reflecting Israel's security concerns and the desire for a peaceful resolution with Lebanon. The UN's continued presence is also a factor in maintaining regional peace. And finally, a recent poll indicates a preference for a broad national unity government in Israel. However, many Israelis reject the idea of Netanyahu or Eisenkot leading it, as reported by I-24 News. This sentiment reflects ongoing political divisions and the public's desire for stability without polarizing figures. On the economic front, first, Israel Hayom Business reports a customer at Victory Online mistakenly received a credit notification for over 18.0 shekels. This unusual incident highlights the challenges of e-commerce systems and the importance of customer service. Separately, CTech features insights from Stav Schwartz, who highlights the value of networking before it becomes a necessity. This perspective relates to broader strategies in corporate development and maintaining valuable connections. And finally, Walla Business discusses a study from Tel Aviv University indicating that Israel's flagship economic program led to price increases. This analysis raises questions about the effectiveness of governmental initiatives in managing inflation. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Wednesday. Our next update is at 4 a.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.